The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Did you hear that? Hey, that was not going by the studio. That was in the headphones and the pre-program. Intro.
7:05, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Somebody stole my notepad off my desk. It looks like the one you've got next to you. I guess it's got your writing in it.
Yeah, go you to, can use it.
Go to the back. Let me see.
Oh, please, can we just move on? You moved my cheese before we even started. Hey, good morning, everybody, on this Thursday. Usually, I'm not here on Thursday mornings, but
I'm going to blame it on Ben. I think Ben took it out of
Ben could have,
Ben,
you know,
took it out of here yesterday.
And so, you know, because of the upcoming guest, I was like, I'm coming in. That's it.
There you
know?
Go. Hey, so good morning, David.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you? And Phillip's in there.
Phillip's in here, yeah.
He's learning. He's learning. He's saying to himself, why? He says, could this explode in my face? It could, but. And we've got Linda here with the weather.
Well, good morning. 88 today. It looks like we have winds are about 6 miles an hour. We'll take that over what we've had. Mostly clear tonight with our overnight temperatures around 61. Now, tomorrow calls for 92. Saturday 91, and then on beautiful Mother's Day, mostly sunny with a high near 80. So that's beautiful weather to be out and about for those brunches and those barbecues. But there could be a slight chance of showers after 11. Monday, a chance of showers. There could be a thunderstorm after 11 a.m., but you know how weather is always moving every moment. So partly sunny with a high near 64. So that's an all-over forecast, if you ask me. Monday night, a chance of showers before 11. And as we get later on in the program, I'll give you more of a week forecast out. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. Operating where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs.
I'm fine now. I found my notebook.
Okay, good.
Yes,
I'm glad.
It was on the
floor. Moved my cheese. That's okay.
Yeah,
but you know,
I'm
God forbid.
All over the place. Hey, we are here.
With the one and only.
Scott Seaton. The conductor of the North State Symphony now for.
This is the last concert of my 10th year.
Oh!
It was 10 years ago when he came in here, and if it's possible, he looked younger back then.
Well,
if it's possible, I mean, he looks like he, I mean, no offense, I mean, you get this all the time.
I shaved this morning.
Well, you know, once every three or four months is okay, because that's when it's noticeable.
You know, I want to just do a little bit about Scott. I mean, there's a quote here, if you go to NorthStateSymphony.org, please do, because we're going to be talking about this exciting show happening this weekend, and we're encouraging, hey, Mom, if you're looking or you're looking for something from Mom, you know, why not tickets for the North State Symphony, which opens again in September. But it says, if fireworks can conduct, and I need to say that I concur with this quote, they'd be named Seaton. His movements ranged from as controlled and explosive as a prize fighter to as fluid and delicate as a ballet dancer. And so, credit given where it's given, that's out of A News Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
But you are an American conductor. You've been praised for possessing finesse, clarity, and precision by the Luxembourg Times. You've been all over the world conducting and chose to make Reading and Chico where you bring the North State Symphony. So this weekend, I think we started off with your 10th anniversary when we went to, was that the opening season or was it the 10th anniversary? Where we came to see, maybe it was the opening of where you were playing, the fifth.
Well, that was my first concert as music director, if that's what you're talking
about. Yeah, but you came back and did it again.
Yeah, that was in September. So
okay,
that was sort of the anniversary of, yeah.
So that was the anniversary. And so we were there and loved seeing the youth. And that's been a specialty of yours or a passion.
Yeah, well, it's super important for us to, you know, invigorate the next generations of music lovers and musicians, and to ensure that, you know, live music, not just symphonies, live music as a whole continues to have an audience. And yeah, I mean, our goal is to bring music to students, to bring students to us, and to just make sure that youth have access to music in the North State.
Okay, so tell us about this weekend. I know you're on limited time, so give us the picture.
How long do we have you?
Till 20 after.
Till 20
yeah.
after.
So
20,
let's
like
go.
20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
With 2 minutes makes a difference in a conductor's life. So let's just hear all about what's happening. Let's promote.
It's great to see you both together, by
yes,
the way.
Thank you.
I like you two either fist bumped when I came in, or you slightly hit each other.
Yeah,
I couldn't
yeah,
really
yeah, yeah. We usually hit. You were coming in late, and
because
yeah,
somebody hit,
sliding it.
I mean, literally had put my keys someplace where they weren't supposed to be. Yeah, so I'm walking. I thought I was going to walk the dog to
okay.
work today.
All right. Scott.
Yeah, no, it's a big concert this weekend. Of course, we have Saturday in Chico and Sunday the matinee in Reading. Wonderful Mother's Day concert. It's a big, powerful concert. So there's three pieces on the program. The first half is very sort of viola centric, and some people may be like, "What's a viola?" A viola is a slightly bigger violin. It's got a slightly deeper, more lush, chocolatey sound. The first piece was written by a violist and a composer who lives in New York City, and I worked with her like 20 years ago, and now she's just this incredible composer. But she wrote this piece called "Go Big or Go Home." And
oh, man.
It's epic.
That's
and it's
cool.
only, it's only 3 minutes long, but it's epic. In that 3 minutes, like, you have hints of bluegrass, you have hints of funk, you have hints of Latin, and it's all kind of this cross, genre all thrown together. It's a super cool piece, highlights lots of solo musicians within the orchestra.
Mm.
There's some hints of improvisation, like, everyone's just having a good time. And,
Go big or go home.
It's very fast paced, and it's even got some moments of, like, the whole orchestra in this, like, deep groove. So it's really cool. It's really cool.
That's the kind of stuff I love about what you bring. So it's not your old stodgy symphony with Scott Seton and his
right.
what he brings to the North State. I mean, there's some of that, but there's this.
The symphony can be whatever you want and need it to be. Let's just put it that way. So we go from this 3 minutes of hyper energy to a viola concerto, a solo piece for viola and the orchestra, and it features our principal violist, Leah Carl, who's been with us for many years now. And it's a amazingly beautiful. This is if there was a piece on the concert for Mother's Day, this would be that piece. Like it's beautiful, it's melodic, it's just it makes you all warm and fuzzy inside, and it displays the incredible virtuosic nature of the viola and in which we don't get to hear that often. So that's a piece by Cecil Forsyth, this English composer, and that's his most famous piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's lots of melodic lines, lots of tunes that you'll go away and like, oh yeah, that's so a perfect sort of mid-concert Mother's Day snack.
So share with us in the instrument of the viola, because we think of the cello.
Cello is bigger than the viola, and then there's the bass. So the viola is sort of the mid-range.
Right, and that is something that sits on the ground.
No, viola is the one. It's slightly bigger than
okay,
the violin.
Okay, so that still mm-hmm. is like when you're watching a
right.
viola. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the cello is the one that starts
yes,
the summer.
Yes, okay.
And then the bass. So that's the viola concerto. And then the biggest piece on the concert is a just something the orchestra and I have been looking forward to playing together for years and years and years. It's the Shostakovich Symphony No. 5, which is just a meaty, meaty piece of music. It's it was written in a time where it was super important for the arts to tell the story of the people. You know, we're talking about Soviet Russia under that of Stalin. So, like, the music is intensely powerful. And it ends with this bright D major, just, it sounds happy. Mm. The ending sounds happy, but there's a lot of sort of nuance to it. So, it's just an epic piece of music that has these tender moments of incredible chamber-like playing to these robust orchestra, 70 musicians playing all out. Mm. So it's got every, end of the spectrum that you can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Shostakovich. Shostakovich. I'm wondering about that name.
Shostakovich?
I mean, it's not Polish. Itch is usually Yugoslavian, Croatian, with the itch on the end. So I want to know about a little bit about his heritage
as
well.
We can talk about it, sure.
Okay, we're going to take a break when we come back, right with Scott Seaton here on KCNR. We'll do, brought to you by after we get back. We'll close this next section with our sponsors.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. This Friday, 5 to 10 p.m., join us downtown at the Whistle Stop Park stage for a wild time at the annual street dance. This year, featuring Ben Haggard and the Strangers. Monday is the Kitty Pet Parade at 6 p.m. in the Mount Shasta Mall. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will once again rob a bank and hide their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues, finding the loot, and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Saddle up. They're back for Rodeo Week.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Celebrate that special mom in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch in our event center on Sunday, May 11th. Seatings are available at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Let us do the cooking and the dishes so you can enjoy quality time with your loved ones. Pricing per person only, $45 plus fees. Reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Hamilton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
What is wrong? Give me a break.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Well, that's a more classical version.
Okay. We're here with Scott Seaton, who is the main man, the conductor of the North State Symphony, and we're getting ready to have one this Mother's Day weekend,
yeah.
And Scott's talking about it, and it's Shostakovich is the main composer, though you're going to have a 3-minute sit down, hang on, and shut up.
Go big or go home.
You don't want to show up late to this performance.
Don't show up late.
And in fact, we encourage you to go early. Earlier than the downbeat or the down, what do you call it?
Downbeat, start time, whatever you want
start
to call
it. Start time. Yeah. Because you get a wonderful history of the composers.
You get a 30-minute overview of what's on the program. You get to chat with the soloist a little bit, and I give you sort of the nuts and bolts of what to listen for in most of the pieces, especially the biggest one on the program. So yeah, I highly recommend it. It's a fun time. Plus it's very casual. It's free if you have a ticket. So just, you know, show up and learn a little bit about the concert, because, you know, I know for some people it can be, oh, well, I don't want to go to the symphony. It's too intimidating, but just go, because for me, I really believe this. Music is music. It doesn't matter if it's country, bluegrass, you know, Lady Gaga, whatever it is. If you, you know, dig into it and learn sort of the whys of the music.
The whys.
It instantly becomes more accessible
exactly.
to everyone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so at the break, I was asking you, because I was looking up your main composer, and I asked you, how much do you dive into the history of the person?
Yeah.
And you said, as much as you can. You've read books and books about this guy. I mean, you can go to Wikipedia and find out about him, but
yeah.
Interesting, and when you have to get your music out there, what you'll do to get your music out and heard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, his life was, Shostakovich's life was immensely interesting, and even more so after the period of the Fifth Symphony during World War II. So, and I'll touch a little bit on that in the pre-talk, so yeah. Just so you have a little bit more of like the whole scope of his life, which is just a fascinating and hard, hard life
so
that he lived.
Is this the last symphony of the season?
The last one of the season until mid-September, yeah.
All right. So if you have not had a chance to attend the symphony, I pity you, fool. No, it is an event that you'll never be sorry for going to. It's beautiful. You have, you know, local and near local artists that are making up the symphony. And Scott always brings in some great, great headliners, you might say.
Tickets are reasonable. You can go probably. I'm sure you can actually, the box office, if you're late in getting tickets for your mom on Mother's Day weekend, the concert will be in Reading on Sunday.
On Sunday, 2 p.m. with a 1 p.m. pre-talk.
Right, exactly. So, northstatesymphony.org.
Or go to the Cascade Theater box office.
Right, yep. Right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always
great. We know you're on the run.
You're doing your media run. So, say hi to the other guys across town. So
I will do that.
Carl and Linda, say hello.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Here you go, buddy.
Let's do our...
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive has been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. I think they are the best. Only watch repairmen, only stone cutter, jewelry designers, super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Everything from estate jewelry to Native American to, you're just your regular stuff you
and
see.
And we do a big shout out to, Four Winds Jewelry, who donated a beautiful, Native American piece that is the size of a man's fist. It is a beautiful bolo tie, and we're going to, it's that big, and we're going to auction that off on May 16th in the Chicks and Chaps luncheon, and I'm very, very excited about that. Okay, Carl, on another note, before we take a break, David, you got to be standing by on the phone because you weren't even aware of this. Calls are going to be coming in.
We just took our break, so we're going to quarter till.
Oh.
Yeah, we just took an early break.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, okay, but you're going to be standing by because I put together like a Mother's Day package We're going to take a group of callers. It's the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour. And towards the 8 o'clock, right before we finish, we will tell you who won the tickets. And what I've got, 4 Glowing Wild, 1 Platinum Car Wash from our beautiful Quick and Clean, and $25 in Black Bear Diner Bucks. So that's a nice little package to give. If you want to do something with your mom, get your car washed.
So you want us to call, and we'll take the third caller.
We're going to take a bunch of calls, and then, so if there's 3 or 4 calls, we'll put one in, and then we'll do in the 8 o'clock hour. I didn't tell you in advance. Sorry, Carl. We'll take a bunch of calls, and then we'll take a bunch of calls at the later hour, and then 10 to 8, we'll pick out who won.
10 till 9?
Yeah, 10 till 9. Thank you. Does that make sense?
I think what you're saying is everybody can call in.
Right now.
We'll take your phone number and your name.
Yes.
And then we're going to draw the winner.
I didn't tell Carl of this in advance, so we're trying to do this on the fly.
I don't think you told
David.
I don't think you told Linda.
Anybody. 530-605-4567.
This is a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So you go to Glowing Wild, you get Din Din at Black Bears and a car wash. So start calling everybody, and we'll get your name. Okay, Dave, you got to get their name and their phone number, and we'll cut them up again like we do, and we'll draw them.
Yeah.
Here. Okay. All right. Hey, the
the. Did I catch you off guard?
No, it's not that. I was just thinking about something else that happened. 530-605-4567. Keep calling people, and somebody's going to win a great Mother's Day Mother's Day present. Hey, remember the Fountain Wind project?
Uh-huh.
Well, and then I thought that the California Energy Commission had agreed with us, the citizens of Shasta County, that it wasn't going to happen, but they're going to come back. It's on its way back. That's right. If you want to learn more about the state's preliminary, and get this, this is a preliminary staff assessment. It doesn't mean that it's finished. They're coming here. The California Energy Commission is coming here on May 20th. They're going to be at the Red Line Hotel. They're going to have a meeting that goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the Hotel Sierra Room. They're going to present staff assessments and findings from the draft environmental impact report to gather input from government agencies, tribal representatives, and the public, Shasta County spokesman David Mong said. So, this may be not dead. We thought it was dead. Oh, okay, they ruled against it. No, that was just a preliminary assessment to kind of, ease the tension, in my opinion. So what's it mean? It means that on May 20th, they're coming up here, and I think it'd behoove the people that are against this project, which was the Shasta County Planning Commission, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, and most everybody that lives up here, to be there to hear what they have to say. So if you're against this project, or you're for it, how about this? If you're for that project, this is the time to go there, and so they can hear you, and you can hear what their assessment was based on and that. So it happened Tuesday. A gent I know, former Marine and California Highway Patrolman, and I were working on Saturday, and I got to meet him, and he's been a resident here for a while. And I saw that a state patrolman pulled over a guy. And the guy hops out of his car with an AR, and he's pointing it right at the California Highway Patrolman. And Highway Patrolman just getting out of his car was, there you are. You got a AR pointing at you, a semi-automatic rifle. And you've got your hand on your gun and all that because you're coming out. But this guy jumped out real quick. Didn't shoot. Got back in his car and drove off.
I understand.
And then the pursuit, I'm just going by what I saw in the paper.
Okay.
Okay? Because we have heard other things, but I don't really want to talk about those.
All right.
From people we know that know him, and we know him and all that. Then the guy got back in his car and took off, and the pursuit started. pulled him over off of Old 44, and no shooting or anything, and arrested him. But, you know, when you talk about, yesterday we were talking about peer counseling from the police department, and the highway patrol has it, sheriff's department has it, and all this. You get out on a traffic stop, and the guy comes out of the car pointing a semi-automatic rifle at you. And, I mean, you're kind of like caught there. I mean, you can be ready and all that, but he's out, and it could have turned into a disaster, and the guy didn't shoot, though. So, but you know that this is going to have an impact on, the person that, on the highway patrolman. It could be not a big impact or anything like that, but it could still be, something you gotta be thinking about. So when we talk about our law enforcement, and especially, they ride by themselves almost all the time, and highway patrol and our sheriff's deputies, the backup for them is sometimes an hour away. So, anyway, God bless you guys and girls out there.
Well, I think this is going to be a weird analogy because I remember, I can't even imagine. So there, your life flashes before you when somebody puts a gun to your head. I mean, I don't know, but I can only say that in a weird analogy is that I remember, two instances. I will get my words out today, I promise. I was going into a store and there was a dog in the corner, and then the dog kind of lunged at me and barked, and I was trying to, get this. I think this dog was. Anyway, so I went into the counter and my knees buckled. So it comes afterwards. The adrenaline comes afterwards.
Yeah.
Same thing, being involved, not in a traffic accident, but, in LA on, 134, an object flew off the back of a truck and went into the windshield of the car in front of me and almost penetrated this guy's neck. I mean, it bloodied his neck, hit the back, could have completely impaled this guy. So they pull over and they're screaming and hysterical, and something in me calmed. I had to sit there and call 911, and then after I was going to a rehearsal, and I got to the rehearsal and I buckled. I was just shaking. Like, it took me, I don't know how long. So I can only imagine what happens with something like that, is that maybe you're at coffee or you're at dinner and all of a sudden just it hits your system. Is this the human condition? Where does it go? How long does it last, that trauma?
Yeah.
On that scale.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens. And that's why months afterwards, when people, returning from a combat tour and all this, months after, it's when your mind and your body finally turn loose that we start having problems, with people with stress attacks and, they're having heart attacks and all that, because it's been 3 or 4 months and your mind and body finally realize that, you're not getting that adrenaline rush every day and all this. And so you'll see people that, manifest physical signs, but they're not really sick. It's just that their body and their mind, they're, kind of letting go. It's letting go in a good way, but then your body doesn't know how to take care of it.
Right.
Handle it. And so it stresses itself. And, elevated heart, elevated blood pressure, sweating, everything, all those little symptoms and chest is, all those symptoms of a heart attack. But it's not. It's just, okay, this has happened. And especially when you've got people that are, they're for a year tour and they're out of the wire a lot and all this. And, you're living on adrenaline out there, and you get the adrenaline when it's constant, and you figure that some people have got not just one tour, but they've got two tours or three tours or four tours, and that there's the addiction rush, the adrenaline rush, it's almost an addiction also. But it also, your brain produces cortisol. I mean, there is a whole lot of stuff to this,
right.
This thing. But it's not just people in combat. This could be people in the medical profession working in emergency rooms. This could be police, sheriffs, FBI, U.S. Marshals, any of these. They're working on with adrenaline. And I could see that in an emergency room nurse or a doctor. I mean, they love this because it's exciting and it's, you know, but it's still... It still is going to have an impact someplace. So, black smoke over the Vatican. No white pope elected. And so they're still discussing it. And as we said, the with black smoke, what they do is they take all the ballots, they put them on a string or probably on a cord, and they put them all in this stove, and they light them, and then they put in this chemical to make sure the smoke is really black. So it shows that there is no pope elected, no new pope. When they do agree on the pope, and it's got to be like 2/3 plus one. When they do agree on the new pope, they take all the ballots and they've got two people counting them and keeping track, and they put it in the stove and they put another little chemical in there and they light it and white smoke comes out.
Uh-huh.
When white smoke comes out of the chimney at the Vatican means a new pope has been named, and at that point a series of things happen. So, state of California. God bless them.
What?
I mean, there's so many. No, in this case, it's not too bad. They're releasing millions of sterile fruit flies are being released in California. Oh, yeah, there's a reason for it. And San Francisco Bay and East Bay areas releasing millions of sterile fruit flies to reduce the number of pests leading to produce decay. They're going to be released in parts of Alameda and Santa Clara counties. And on May 7th, which was yesterday, and they'll be released due to an infestation of the Mediterranean fruit fly, also known as the med fly, that's occurring there. And it's an invasive pest. They can damage fruits and vegetables in backyard gardens as well as agricultural products. Now, the sterile fruit flies will disrupt the natural mating cycle of the med fly, adding the sterile flies will mate with wild females. So what you have is the sterile flies have been neutered.
How do they do?
It's got to be a chemical.
I got
it.
Yeah.
No, that's what Philip was doing before he came to work here. He was neutering fruit flies because he's got great vision and really dexterous fingers here. No. So what they do is, here's the female out there, you know, being a little slut, fruit fly, and here comes the sterile guy, comes in, takes care of business, but no baby fruit flies.
I don't like that word.
Okay. Being a...
Don't say it.
Being a fly of easy virtue. Okay. No, it's breeding season. Of course they're out there. Like
don't
horses.
Say that word.
They're like horses and cows
a few
and
words,
all that.
Okay. That trigger me, okay. And that's one.
Okay.
Just gonna say it.
Okay.
Just ick.
Okay. I won't say that word
all
again.
Right. Hey, I want to talk about something.
Wait a minute. You want to hear?
Oh, yeah. Are you still on
millions,
the fruit flight?
Millions of these things are being released.
Are you kidding me? How long do we have to go?
It is safe, precise, and environmental friendly. Wait a minute. How do they do it? It says eliminating med flies without harsh chemicals. So there you go.
All right. So I want to talk about Kennedy Center director slams Les Miserables actors as vapid and intolerant for threatening boycott over Trump. So a delicate group of Kennedy Center actors who threatened to call curtains on a President Donald Trump visit have been in their intolerance. And here's a quote. Any performer who isn't professional enough to perform for patrons of all backgrounds, regardless of political affiliation, won't be welcomed. Thank you. In my opinion, that's professional. In fact, we think it would be important to out those vapid and intolerant artists to ensure producers know who they shouldn't hire and that the public knows which shows have political litmus tests to sit in the audience. I mean, when it comes to you being an actor, are you going to say, okay, I'm in concert. I am not going to go on stage because there's a Republican in the House or a Democrat or an atheist or whatever it is. Go down the list of all the letters. Can you imagine? Where's my art form? My art form then is taking a back seat to the incredible flow and all of the art that is before you.
Well, you know, the thing is
in the production aspect,
if
the person doing the sets, the lighting director, the music, and these actors, I'm not coming on stage. Well, then you know what? Next. That's what we used to say in the 70s and the 80s when they didn't care what your political affiliation was. That's not true. In Nashville, I had to kind of be closeted, but, you know. What I'm saying is that just infuriates me.
The thing about the, and we got to take a break here, is if, you know, they're saying, hey, we're going to boycott. What if the reverse had happened and the Metropolitan had said, we're going to boycott you because of your political beliefs and you can't perform here, and just took, you know, just said, we're going to boycott you because of your political beliefs. It has nothing to do with your ability to sing or perform. You're just outstanding. But because of your political beliefs, we're going to boycott you. I mean, if you just kind of reverse it, and you say this a lot, you know, turn it around and look at it from the other side. And when you hear things like this, it's like, okay. But the good thing, I guess, would be is those performers who need a chance now have a chance to be at the Metropolitan. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. If you're interested in an electric vehicle, ready an electric utility has rebates available that can offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. 7:46 in the morning. And we will be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. 4 nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fun. May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Is he running it?
Good morning. We're on the mics are up.
Oh.
Oh, you know, thank you so much. But usually we wait to bring the mics up until after. That's right.
We're good now.
Yeah, he's just, I love
it's
that.
It's Philip. It's his first time on the board here. Look
this
at him.
Is how we he's, do it, folks.
He's rolling.
and by the way, we have probably 5 callers calling in, maybe there were 6 that called in for that special little
the Mother's
package.
Day extravaganza.
Right. I just put that together. It was kind of last minute thing. So at the 8 o'clock hour, after the news and the weather, we're going to open up the phone lines again to take callers. And then at 10 to 9, we will announce the winner and give you a call for Black Bear Diner, $25, 4 tickets to Glowing Wild, and a beautiful car wash.
There you go.
Not interior, but they still are great, quick and clean.
Burger King got sued because people said their ads is not what the food looked like. The customers who hail from 13 separate states hearken back to Burger King's post 2017 advertisements that include Burger King featuring the increased size of the burgers. Despite the fast food chain's claims, customers allege the amount of ingredients contained in the actual products that customers received did not increase. So that's deceptive behavior. Now, Burger King says, whoa, not so fast. The Whopper, which described as a 1/4 pound of flame-grilled beef, also said the photographers used the same beef patties that the restaurant served to customers and that they only styled sandwiches more beautifully than workers do. You know, when you see them, it's just, you know, it's the lettuce is piled up there and the tomato and it's saying, eat me, eat me. And then when you get your Whopper, it does look different. But, I would think most people understand that you get the same ingredients. It may not look like that.
No, there is an art.
There's an art to that.
It's almost like, why does that model not look like that in person? It's called photoshopping. Hello? And then you've got special photographers that take pictures of food. They light it. It's like wax. That's not like, oh, you just pulled it out. Let's take a picture of it. It's like wax. They do this certain thing, and that's a specialty. Photographers make fortunes. When it's like being a hand model, but differently. And there's food photography to make it look spectacular, especially the television commercials.
Pulling ingredients forward on a sandwich before photographing it so that all ingredients are visible is not consumer fraud in Florida or anywhere else. And they say it's the same patties. It's like putting all your makeup on before you have your senior pictures taken. So I can't imagine that. I mean, but of course, you know, you do see things like that. And I've said that. Not about Burger King, but they show you the burger or the chicken, and you're going, damn, my sandwich didn't look like
no.
that.
No.
That's not what my sandwich looks like.
It's a little more cardboardy than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, it's just a little bit crushed.
Why am I
not? Crushed.
This is why I'm just going to say, and, you know, that's just me.
Okay.
The only fast food in a burger place that I can drive through that I don't get greasy stomach from is In-N-Out. And I can do that burger, cheeseburger and fries, anytime. Usually I do it, you know, get drive through after a performance or whenever we've done an event. And it could be 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. I never get sick from it. So I also know that I have like the nose of a hound, and I can smell bleach on the lettuce in many places I go to. And it makes a big difference. Like, I remember I was in a quickly stop by a place, and I remember when they opened the bag of lettuce, I thought I was going to have to leave the room because of all the stuff they put in.
Linda's got a great sniffer.
Well, I know.
You've got a
but
great sniffer.
I mean,
no, you do.
So what I love about In-N-Out is that they hand break the lettuce.
And it's fresh.
Fresh.
And they probably wash it.
Yes.
And then you know, then they pat it dry. And then one of them over there fondles it to make sure it's happy.
Shut up.
And then the fries. Anyway, okay. Hey, you want to be a FAA controller? They need approximately 3,000 more air traffic controllers, and the FAA is short that many. But they've got a roadmap to boost hiring over the next few years. They want the next 3 or 4 years to get up to full staffing, not 20 years. And so, how do you make up your gap? Agency has streamlined the process to get applicants into the air traffic program at the FAA Academy in Oklahoma City. Trainees there have historically had a 35% washout rate, you know, and that's kind of okay with me. You know, if you have a washout rate of 35%, if, you know, I don't mind them washing out people. This is kind of an important job, air traffic controller. So what they're doing, some of the incentives include a 30% salary increase for new hires, plus a $5,000 bonus for completing the academy. Additionally, DOT and National Association of Air Traffic Controllers struck a deal for further incentives to keep senior controllers in the ranks for longer. They have a mandatory retirement age of 56, but Tuffy said many eligible controllers were taking early retirement. Now they're going to provide bonuses to controllers who are nearing retirement to stay the full course. So cool.
Also in the news, the White House announced yesterday that it pulled its nomination for Dr. Jeanette Nancy-Wade. I'm not exactly sure how we say that last name, to be Surgeon General. The news came just one day before the Senate confirmation hearing was supposed to begin. She's a family physician, former Fox News medical contributor, and the sister-in-law of UN Ambassador nominee Mike Waltz. He's been replaced by Dr. Casey Means. Although Means graduated from Stanford University School of Medicine, she dropped out during her residency. An author, wellness influencer, and the sister of the White House health advisor, Kaylee Means, Casey Means is now a holistic medicine doctor whose medical license has been inactive since 2024.
Cool. Okay, let's take a quick break from the news. When we come back, it'll be open line, And hoping we have a couple of surprise guests show up, since the regular guests aren't. It happens. It's Thursday. We're okay. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump today announcing a trade agreement with United Kingdom. Writing on social media, the president called the deal with Britain a full and comprehensive one that will cement the relationship between the U.S. and the United Kingdom for many years to come. It is the first trade agreement to be announced by the president since he rolled out his worldwide tariffs at the start of April. Meanwhile, the president confirming talks will be held this week between the U.S. and China.
They want to make a deal so badly, that I can tell you.
And the meeting set to take place in Switzerland. Meanwhile, the president says he's open to possible exemptions on tariffs for goods that help parents with young children.
I'll think about it. I don't know. I really don't. I want to make it nice and simple. I'm not looking to have so many exemptions that nobody knows what's doing. We have to make it very simple, but I'll take a look at it.
And the exemptions in question would affect things like car seats, cribs, strollers, and other child care and baby products. There's new judicial intervention now blocking U.S. authorities from deporting illegal immigrants to Libya.
Attorneys for migrants facing deportation say in court filings, immigration enforcement agents have told their clients that they would be sent to Libya. Six people detained in southern Texas were told they needed to sign a document agreeing to the transfer, and when they refused, their lawyers say they were handcuffed and put in a separate room. A federal judge has found the Trump administration cannot deport migrants to Libya unless they have a meaningful chance to challenge their removal in court. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tensions heating up between India and Pakistan. The Pakistani military says India fired attack drones into its country, wounding four soldiers. India, meanwhile, accusing its neighbor of attempting its own attack as the tensions soar between the two nuclear-armed rivals. Things are booming on Wall Street in early trading, the Dow up about 250 points. More from townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Another protest at Columbia University and more arrests.
Dozens are under arrest in a pro-terror group Hamas protest at the campus of Columbia University. NYPD officers acting at the school's request entered Butler Library around 7:30 Wednesday night to break up the protest in the reading room. The campus newspaper reported about 40 arrests, the most on campus since protests last year. The paper reports protesters had tried to leave the reading room before police got there, but they were blocked by safety officers who demanded to see their ID. It all happens as students were in the library trying to study for finals. Tasha Stevens reporting.
President Trump says it's high time the U.S. have its own holiday to mark the end of World War II.
The victory was mostly accomplished because of us, whether you like it or not.
The president yesterday declaring May 8th a holiday to commemorate the end of the war. He said it's ironic other partners in that victory do have holidays to mark, but not the U.S. Breaking news at townhall.com. Chief Justice John Roberts addressed judicial independence.
At an event to mark the 125th anniversary of federal courts in the Western District of New York, Roberts noted the court's role as laid out in the Constitution.
Obviously decide cases, but in the course of that,
check the excesses of Congress or of the executive, and that does require a degree of independence.
And Roberts noted that independent role created a new power in government.
Strike down, obviously, acts of Congress or acts of the president. And that innovation doesn't work if it's not the judiciary is not independent.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The Chief Justice made his comments at a public event in Buffalo, New York, the city where he was born. Roberts said an independent judiciary is a key feature of the U.S. constitutional system and very important to the functioning of democracy. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Thursday, the 8th of May, 8:05 in the morning, to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. David's at the helm. Phillip's at the helm. They're both at the helm. They're in their arm wrestling to see who gets to push the button. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what kind of special day is it today?
So today is National Coconut Cream Pie Day.
Okay.
And National Student Nurse Day.
Okay. Student nursing.
So I guess I just had never been the person that when I want a pie, piece of pie, it's not coconut cream. So I know that there's got to be people who love coconut cream pie.
Me either. You know, any type of cream pie I'm not big on. None. Well, it depends. Is key lime pie? That's not a cream pie. I like key lime.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so, Chocolate cream pie? Yeah. If somebody doesn't mean if somebody makes it and we're at somebody's house that I'm not going to enjoy a piece of it and, like, love to know the history of when people are really good bakers, how they where they learned it from, and of course it's probably a family recipe, and I love all that stuff. I love background. That's probably why I love doing this job. Okay, weather, sunny today with a high of 88, overnight lows of 61 as we progress into tomorrow, 92, overnight lows of 61, and Saturday around 91, scattered clouds. On Sunday, we go down to 80 on Mother's Day, mostly sunny. Sunday night, where it's saying here in this forecast, chance of showers. And then again on Monday, it says chance of showers. There could be a thunderstorm in there or thunder somewhere, but as we know, it's the weather and it moves quickly. And so as we do the forecast, could be changed completely.
All during the cool April nights, they were talking about rain on Friday and Saturday and all this, and I thought, oh, cruise and all that. Never rained. We had, it was overcast skies, but it never rained. So
the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And right now, we're going to open up the phone lines because we're going to be taking more callers. And we will announce the winner at 10:29. So we are giving away 4 tickets. This is a nice little Mother's Day if you're doing something glowing wild. And these are forever tickets. So they will be good until June 8th. Any of the dates you want to go on. And then we're going to give away a platinum wash at Quick and Clean and $25 of Black Bear Diner Bucks. So give us a call at 530-605-4567. The phones are already starting to ring.
You can call during the show.
Yeah.
As many times as you want. We're going to cut up, take the names, your phone number on pieces of paper, cut them all up, draw them out of a hat, and then you come down and get your tickets today or tomorrow. And like we said, you can use the Glowing Wild tickets any day. And until through June 8th, and of course, Black Bear Diner Bucks are good any time, as is the Platinum Car Wash. Okay, we're here with Rick Bassetti.
The one, the only.
Who's back in town, and he's running a little bit late today because at the emergency. Cameras out at Tiger Field were going off.
Wow, yes, what was it?
Oh, actually, what happened is we caught our sprinkler system stuck on.
Oh, that's good that you could see
not,
that.
Yeah, that's not a good thing because tonight, UPrep uses our field for their home field.
Okay.
And tonight is senior night. So this is the last game of these boys' high school careers.
Yeah.
Mom and dad's down there. So I'm going, oh, crap. I got up and looked at the, you know, so I would just scan the field, right? I looked for anything like that. And I'm going, oh, crap, it's on. And then also Ledford Concrete came out of the blue and said, hey, you know, you really need to get rid of these board steps going up to your bleachers. And they're in there pouring concrete steps for us right now, too. So all this was really, I got splashes on me and stuff like that. So anyway, I want to thank Dave Ledford for that really generous contribution.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Well, and that's how it works down there.
Yeah, the city and the county have bought in the people. Yeah, have bought into Colt 45s over the years. Season.
Still a slice of Americana.
We're getting ready to start.
Yeah, hot dogs. Popcorn, baseball, cold beer.
Still a slice of Americana. It's fun to watch the people.
Yeah.
It's fun to be out there in, shorts, just cash, watch the teams, see the kids get excited where they're with their gloves and their balls in their gloves. It's so fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. And it's still very affordable.
Yes.
You know, we're not owned by anyone. You know, we're a community owned entity. We're a 501c3 not for profit. And our board of directors have been very adamant that we want to try to keep our prices down as far as we can on everything. So, however, this year, after 6 years, something like that, we're going to raise the general admission a couple dollars. And then there'll be some slight increases on the food. Because everything we do, we like to do local instead of buying out of the area.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the local costs a little bit more. But, you know, it's worth it to our community that we do our business
local
here.
Everything's gone up.
Yeah.
I mean, everything has. I mean, there was a time there, a couple of years ago that restaurants were having to raise their prices 2-3 times a month.
Right.
You know, trying to keep up with inflation. But it seems like inflation has slowed down. But still, the prices, you're not seeing the prices go down back to pre-inflation.
People will ask us, well, how come you're supposed to be retired? Why are you doing this stuff and everything? And Patty and I both, because Patty, she works as hard or harder than I do because she runs all the volunteers and, you know, that's hard work. And we say, you know, you got to be there one night at the end of a game, and hopefully when we win, and we're playing our happy music or whatever, you know, after we win, and the people are walking out, the lights are on, and you see all these families and kids, and everyone's laughing and having a good time, and now they're going to go home. And so it was just, you see that, and you go, this was a nice, nice day for them. This was a good night for them. And some places we just don't have that kind of feeling anymore, and it feels good that we can provide that type of environment.
Where do we get old school? Well we're going to get it with the rodeo.
Well, that was one of the reasons the community came in so strong behind the rodeo. This was this is Americana. This is being able to go. This is our local areas here. So, you know, the Colt 45s, that's what they are.
You know, that field is 102 years old this year. The first game was played at Tiger. Well, it wasn't called Tiger then, but the first game was played there in 1923.
Wow.
And, you know, we celebrated our 100th year a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and
we were out there dancing.
And the people are continue to support, businesses continue to support us. You know, it feels like it's going to start off and be a good year for us. I mean, people come in. I hope the winnings continue, you know.
Yeah.
You never know what kind of team you really have until you put them out there on the field and will they play together. These kids have never met each other for the most part. So you have 25 to 28 kids. They show up 3 days before the season starts. They shake hands, get dressed with each other, walk out on the field, and, you know, does the shortstop know the second baseman? Does it, you know, I mean, the pitchers know the catchers and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because it's a team thing, especially the shortstop and the second baseman. They're working together all the time, and pitchers and catchers.
Do you have any repeats?
We do. We actually have two pitchers coming back. They both did well for us last year. One is an Aetna young man, the Bennett family, Trey Bennett, and then a young man from down in San Diego. He was at Palomar College down there. Brandon Bowler, he's coming back. We also have a center fielder. He came in here last year and he was looking for a place to go to continue his career. And he got a scholarship to go play at San Francisco State in the Division I. And so he had a great year for us, goes down there. San Francisco State ended their baseball program this year. So now he's looking for a home again. So I said, come on up here, Rafi. His name is Colby Raphael. And we call him Raffy. And we say, hey, come on up here, Raffy. We'll find a house. We'll find a home for you. Come up here and play for us. Do the same thing. You know, for 22, 3 years, we've been dealing with all these different colleges, so we can make some calls for them.
Oh, fantastic.
Call some coaches and go, hey, you need a center fielder. You got a kid. You know, we can tell him the character, his personality, things like that. So we'll try to help find him a home. We had 5 kids last year that we were able to find homes for to continue their careers.
Great.
So, you know, we're not part of a league. We're not trying to win a championship.
Right.
Our sole purpose is to provide wonderful entertainment for our community, okay, and then also to help these young men that come here become better baseball players. Yeah. That's what the sole focus is.
And we're going to talk about that when we get back from this break. We're here with Rick Pacetti, Colt 45. You know, we kind of just jumped in right at the beginning. We need to kind of go back and do a little history of the Colt 45s and you. And when we talk about these young men that are coming in, and it's been, how long has Colt 45 been going now?
Since 2004.
There you go. 21 years. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to it than just guys showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, which can be life changing, you're not getting treatments because of denials, you know, that they're just keep drawing it out and drawing it out and drawing it out. I mean, it has a huge impact on you and your family. You're going to need some help from a guy that knows what he's doing, and that's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. For a free consultation, you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to one of his assistants or anything. You're going to talk to Patrick. Insurance companies got lots of lawyers. You need one that's going to fight for you. And I know Patrick Gorman. He's a scrapper. Veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school. And he opened up his own, dropped his own shingle here in Palo Cedro about 4 or 5 years ago and has now grown it into the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. That's the kind of guy he is. He's good. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. GormanLaw.com is his website. We'll be right back with Rick Pacetti.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. This Friday, 5 to 10 p.m., join us downtown at the Whistle Stop Park stage for a wild time at the annual street dance. This year, featuring Ben Haggard and the Strangers. Monday is the Kitty Pet Parade at 6 p.m. in the Mount Shasta Mall. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will once again rob a bank and hide their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues, finding the loot, and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Saddle up. They're back for Rodeo Week.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000.
You won't want to miss this.
This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salads, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Bentley, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
We are on.
Hey, there you go.
Did you turn me on early? Did you?
We talk all the time is what you said.
So yeah,
I'm talking about. You didn't say a bad word.
I'm talking about my sister and
press
I.
The delete
who,
button.
We don't. Oh. We agree on 90%, you know, on the fact that we love each other and our kids and all those kind of things. We love, you know, spending time together. Our political views are somewhat 180 from each other. But you know what? After the election, it was never brought up any time.
Right.
And nor will I ever bring it up, and nor will she.
Nope.
Because we both know how we feel. Why get into that?
Right.
So I didn't send her the, Trump again. You've been Trumped again.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that. Anything like that.
Good big brother or little brother?
Oh, it's my little sister.
Oh, little, so you're big brother.
I'm big brother.
Okay.
She's smarter, richer, you know, tougher.
Yeah.
We're here with Rick Bassetti, who formerly was on the Reading City Council and also the mayor of Reading, but a professional baseball player. And so we're going to put that political side just...
Yeah, gone. Please.
But Rick's been here a long time. We have a lot of news listeners all the time. And so Rick's been associated with the Colt 45s for how long?
Really got active in 12.
Okay.
You know, when I had stopped coaching out at Simpson University, and I was approached by the people at that time, say, hey, would you manage the Colt 45s that first year? I said, sure, I'll manage
them. If you've never seen a game where Rick Bassetti's managing, if he's not thrown out of at least four or five games a season, I mean, it's just, he ain't trying.
That's the fun part of baseball.
Yeah, that's fun.
When you're not a player anymore, you know, that's when you get to.
Kicking dirt on the Blues shoes. I love that. Okay.
Pointing out shortfalls.
Now, it's one thing to manage, but then the Colt 45s, for people that are saying, I've heard about them, but what are the Colt 45s?
They're a summer collegiate baseball program. Okay. And in the United States, overall, there's about 450 of them. They're everywhere. Okay. And, the Midwest is huge with them, the East Coast, the Southwest, the Southeast, Texas. I mean, you can go throw a rock anywhere out there and there's going to be, you know, leagues with six or seven teams and that sort of thing. And what they're for is for college players who, you know, in a college season, they might play a 40-45 game schedule. This gives them a chance to go play 40-45 more games. Okay. And hitters, some guys, let's say you got a freshman who's, you're planning on him being one of your stars in a year or two. Well, he needs to go somewhere in the summertime and get a chance to play every day, be one of the regular guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what summer collegiate does. Now, there are some leagues that are really, really high level leagues, the Cape League, and then the Northwoods leagues. They're really serious. They're playing a lot of those fields. They play in former minor league stadium places, they can seat 3,000. And a lot of times too, there's one, I can't remember the city in Wisconsin, they're the only game in town. And they'll draw 3,000 people at night to these games.
Yeah.
And these kids are all like coming out of the top collegiate baseball school program.
And Do they all use wooden bats?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. See, and there's the big difference is colleges and high schools are using metal bats.
Right.
When they come out to the summer leagues, where 450 leagues out there,
right.
They're all using wooden bats.
Yes. Yeah. There are some that will let them use composite bats and do this sort of thing. It depends what level they're at. But the reality is and actually a lot of the pro scouts, they want to see kids swinging wood bats.
Because that's what they're going to be using in the leagues.
And there is a learning curve on the learning the difference between how to swing.
What is that? You think bat to bat, but then you think of two different types of material here.
Well, you hear the term sweet spot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone's played baseball. There's that time when you hit that ball and you hit it so pure, you don't even feel it come off your bat.
You don't even
feel it make the contact, right? That's because you hit it on the sweet spot. Well, on a wood bat, that sweet spot is pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On a metal bat, that sweet spot is increased probably about 5 times.
Okay.
Because there's no fear, there's no chance of breaking the bat.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if you're strong enough, you can take a metal bat and hit a ball that would normally would have shattered the bat or hurt your hands or whatever. But you're strong enough and you basically hit one of these little loopers over the infield.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Or you swing too early and you hit one off the end of the bat that would snap your bat, but it still makes it to the outfield and you get a base hit. A wood bat, that's not forgiving. You hit a pitcher hits you on the hands, that bat snaps in half. You've been out there, you've seen it.
Yep.
The ball barely makes it back to the pitcher or goes to the shortstop or to the third baseman or something like that, And so learning how to get the head of the bat, sweet spot to the ball, it's a big task for a lot of these kids. There are kids that hit the really sweet spot on a metal bat, too. Those are your really good hitters. The guys that you're trying to help are, last year as an example, we had a catcher come in here from San Diego area, Palomar School. We get a number of players. They're always in the top 5 community college programs in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And Carter was a kid who had been, he's a fantastic catch and throw guy. So that means for the fans out there, he's a great receiver. You hear him talk about that on TV. Very smooth. Balls don't get by him, and if someone tries to steal, bam, he throws them out. He's got a really good arm, quick release. Matter of fact, Members First has a giveaway, okay? Every time we catch a stolen base, someone trying to steal the base, and we catch them, they gave away a $50 certificate. Well, Carter threw out 27 guys last year, right? But Carter came to us, and his hitting is where he lacked.
Right.
And so we worked with him and worked with him and brought a couple of thought processes. Because he had a good swing, it just okay. How do we apply it? How are we going to get this? What are we looking for? And he got it. And by the end of the year, he's hitting 344, 350. He took it with him back to college this year. He's doing the same thing. He's leading the state in the community college throwing guys out. Okay,
and now he can hit the ball.
And now he's hitting 350. He got signed by a Division I university to go on. So his last 2 years, he'll be at a Division I school now.
Great.
So those are the stories that we like to. You don't publish those. Those are things that our coaching staff and the fans, the host family that had him last year, they stayed in touch with him. They know his success that he's having now. They will probably get an invitation to his college graduation or when he gets married or when he has his first child, things like that. These relationships that develop between our local community, the people here, and our players. And that's one of the first things I tell players when you're coming, you've been to Reading. Oh, yeah, we drove through it. Or I had an aunt that lives there and we stopped there 2 years ago or something. I said, we have great fans. Our fans understand the game. They know the game and they appreciate hard work and they appreciate mature attitude. If things fall apart for you out there on the field, don't act like a 3-year-old throwing a temper tantrum. If you see one of our Colt 45s throwing a temper tantrum because a pitcher gave up a home run and now he acts like a baby on the mound, he won't be out there the next inning. A guy strikes out at the plate. If it's a bad call from an umpire, what we would perceive to be a bad call, sometimes you give him a little more latitude. But if he just goes up there and swings and misses and then he's pouting on the way back to the bench, that isn't tolerated very well.
Yeah.
Act like a man. We try to teach them to be men. Matter of fact, Rick comes in, not the field coach and field manager, anything like that. One of our first meetings is, you are young men. Don't be ashamed to be a man. You are masculine. You show it. You say yes sir, no sir when you're talking to any adults fans around here. You help your host families. If you're out with anyone, you open the doors for the ladies. You pay for the food if you're on a date. You're a man, and that's how you guys need to approach this. Okay, I know society tells you differently, but I'll tell you what. At the end of the day, you act like a man, be a responsible, respectful man, you're going to be much more successful in your life.
And we're going to take a break.
That's
on
great.
That. I love that. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue is where I've been going to for the last 17 years. And been, it was founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. It's not a hair salon where Linda went to yesterday. It's a barbershop. You go in, you say hello, you get your hair cut, you chit-chat with people, and then boom, you're out of there. That's right, and you can make an appointment, and that's how I do it. I call them at 530-244-9478, set up an appointment, go in, get my hair cut, and roll out, or I can hang around and watch and read Car and Driver or National Geographic or American Rifleman, or I can watch the game shows that are on the TV from 1970 or something. I don't know, somehow there's a channel that's all they play. Or there's golf on TV. So that's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You're going to like it. We'll be right back with Rick Bassetti and the Colt 45s.
Cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year.
to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us the unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
All right, who's taking
good
care of business?
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Your home for a Colt 45 baseball, because we'll be broadcasting a lot of the games this year. And we're with Rick Bassetti, who is the guy that makes sure that Colt 45s comes back every year, makes sure that field's perfect, and provides great family entertainment throughout the summer.
It is wonderful.
Starting May 30th this year.
Tickets are on sale.
Yeah. Well, they're in. We have a lot of people, a lot of season tickets, reserve season tickets.
Sure.
We have a lot of corporate sponsorships. Actually, what some people don't realize, I counted up this year, we gave away to other nonprofits, school districts, fire districts, anyone who contacts us that is a nonprofit, and some of them that aren't, just raising money, we give away 2 season passes. I think we gave away 27 of those this year to people.
Good.
So that's
good.
54 season passes will be out there, and we let the people know, and now they're calling, because they've been calling going, hey, can we come and get them? Because on the certificate this time we put must be redeemed by May 25th. I had people coming opening night. Hey, and you're right in the middle. You got lines of people, and some, hey, I want to redeem my. No, that's not how it works.
No.
Get it before the season. So if you're holding one of those out there, you know, please contact me. The phone number's on the certificate.
And continue to listen, of course, to Free Fire Radio, because we're going to be giving away a lot of tickets.
And we also cover the games.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
And broadcast some of the games, yeah.
We're broadcasting a number of the games this year.
And the parents of the players appreciate it.
Oh, I've heard from grandmothers. I've heard from mothers and fathers.
Yep.
All this. And we got our announcer back, Jacob.
Good.
And
all right.
We're already set up.
Good.
We're ready to roll.
Locked and loaded.
But one of the things that's really important for the Colt 45s is host families.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Can you talk about that a little?
Absolutely. A host family is someone who's going to bring a young man into their house for 9 weeks. What we do ask of you is that you feed them and you provide them with a room to sleep in. They can't share the room with your 8-year-old son or, you know, that sort of thing. Just can't. You know, it's just one of those things. They will follow your house rules. We have rules with them, too. We provide it's about a 2-page document that says, here's what about host families. This is what is going to happen. It's a synergistic relationship between the team, the players, and the host. You know, sometimes you get kids that are very gregarious. Sometimes the kids want to bury them. They'll go and hide in the bedroom and not come out and do any of that. They get a like the other speech I told you about the men, they also get a host family speech and how they're supposed to interact with their host families. We pretty much impart to them that it's very important for them to offer to do chores around the house.
Mm-hmm.
These people are opening up their home to you. We have a number of widows who really like the idea of having a 19, 20-year-old young man in the house that they can be grandma to and mm-hmm. take care of, and gives them a little sense of safety feeling, mm-hmm. you know, that they're there.
Sure.
some of our ladies have been hosting for 5-6 years. I've got a list over the 20-something years. I probably about 70 or 80, and I know there's some that I don't have, of homes that have opened up to us over the years. But life changes. Things change.
Right.
I told you a story earlier, you know. We lost an elderly woman who had always hosted two players, but health issues
right.
Precludes that. So we're always looking for new ones, new host families. Last year we had a family that had three little kids. And they moved the two kids back in together, so they had three in one to give him his own room.
Right.
So they love the kid.
Yeah.
And he was the big brother now to these little ones.
Yeah.
And the personalities clicked really well. They came to every game because our host families received, the family received season passes.
Yeah.
Down the third baseline next to the dugout, we have 20 seats reserved just for host families for them to come to the game. And we know they're not going to come to all the games, but they're there for them. And they get discounts on our swag. You know, you come there, they get a discount on the swag, that sort of stuff. We try to, and then the last couple of years, because of the way the economy has been, once we get our cash flow going a little bit, we'll have a stipend. It's almost embarrassing, but to give to them to help them offset some of their costs, you know.
Because you're buying the food. You're buying
yeah,
the
you're
food
buying,
for it. What you're doing is you've made them a part of your family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, like, not my sister, because she does their clothes, she does all that stuff for them, but they can do their own laundry. Just show them where that is. A 19-year-old, you only need to show them the refrigerator once. You only need to show them.
Here's your shelf.
Yeah.
This is your shelf.
Here's where the cereal is,
yeah.
You know, here's where the lunch meat is. They'll find it, they know it. But their routine, like you said, they're hardly ever there. Most of them will probably sleep till 11 or noon, you know, because they're not getting home from the ballpark till 10:30, 11:30. And then Sun Oaks, another good sponsor of ours, provides them with free workouts out at the gym, the weight room out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a nice synergistic thing with them as well. We give them a bunch of tickets. They're fans. They make relationships with the clients out there. And they'll, you know, the club can, or the, yeah, Sun Oaks give their clients some tickets. They can come and watch these kids that they work out with, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's just a nice community thing. I have a couple of the car dealerships here that hire a few boys to wash cars. And so they'll go, some of these kids coming up here need to have a little bit of money. And so they'll hire them to wash cars, say, from 8 till noon. And so those are a little more motivated ones. They'll get out of bed a little earlier to go make some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so
how, if somebody says, well, you know what, I'd like to do that. How do they call you?
Call me.
How does it work?
The website, you can go to the website. My phone number's there. info@readingcolt45s.com is mm-hmm. there. 530-227-4443. You can talk to me directly. And be more than happy to explain everything to you. I would say 90% of the time it's a good experience for people. Sometimes you get, and I'll just give you one example, one anecdotal story is we had a family that, again, had three kids, I think like mm-hmm. between 12 and 5, something like that. And the young man that we placed in there was an only child. And I didn't think anything about it. And he had a hard time interfacing in a family where everyone's busy all the time and everyone's and he wasn't the center. And so I ended up having to move him. Yeah, he wasn't very pleasant. He wasn't rude or mean. He
had to interact in a family before
right. Yeah. And that's it. We understood that.
Yeah.
And they actually understood it. So we made a change. We swapped him with a thing and it worked out good for everyone. Sometimes we've had to do that. And so for the most part, you know, though, like I said, 90% of the time, it goes pretty smooth. I tell all the host families, if the kid's a slob, let me know he's a slob.
Right.
You know, if the kid's not, if he's just a slob, if the bathroom's left a mess, if the bedroom's left
trash,
a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not cleaning out after himself, stuff like that. He's coming home and leaving his you know, his In-N-Out burger wrap stuff in his bedroom, stuff like that. No.
You can't leave your jock in in the living room.
Well, the dog will get it. The dog will swallow it.
Well, the team takes care of all their baseball clothes.
Yeah.
All their stuff, their uniforms, all their baseball gear, we wash it all for them every day.
Okay.
And so that's taken care of. All they're talking about their personal stuff. Yeah, they usually show up with a backpack, you know, and their baseball gear. I mean, they're not carrying
a whole
lot.
We've got shorts and Hawaiian shirts. We're ready. We're ready for Redding.
But it's a good thing. And so again, if you want to give me a call at, and it's 227-4443, real easy, hasn't changed for about 25 years, give me a holler. I'd love to talk to you. I still need quite a few. So, you know.
All right.
There you go.
It'd be a big help out there. So we can do that.
Okay. We're here with Rick Bassetti, who is the man behind the Colt 45. Season's getting ready to start May 30th. We're looking for the most families. If you're looking to get tickets, the tickets are in, so you can start buying now and figure out those days you really want to be out there. Like July 4th sells out.
Opening night is Veterans Night. Always has been, right?
Yep. Has.
And so come on in. I think our veterans, active guys, I believe, are free. Then we have real deep discounts for any veterans.
Yeah.
And Colt, who I showed you the picture of.
Oh, yeah. Right? We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break.
Okay.
And Colt. Who's Colt?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Redding Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReddingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Redding Rancheria, Redding Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReddingRodeo.com.
Come down to Spin That Wheel and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary swipe to win drawing. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May, starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Redding to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
On behalf of the Chicks and Chaps 2025 Committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Valor Oncology, Redding Rancheria, Goldmark, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palisadro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
And good morning, everybody. Yes, we're on the air right now. We've done a lot of talking in between us.
$8 a gallon, my friends.
Where?
Here in California. Here's what's happening on that, and then we'll get right back to coal 45s. I saw something where because of the two refineries moving out, taking 17% of the gas production out of California, and then with all these taxes they're putting on, that by July of 2026, gas could literally be $8 plus a gallon, which means diesel is going to be running right around $9, which means that everything that you eat and many things that you buy, all that is going to go up astronomically because you got to get it here some way. Unless the state of California, in this case Sacramento, and the Democrats change some things.
Kick it in.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
and they're going to blame Trump. You know what? Before we do our announcement with these tickets, do you want to share a little bit of Florida?
Oh, we're going to talk about Colt.
Colt. That's what we said.
We'll talk Florida later on this year. Okay.
So Colt, if you didn't see the news on the 17th, the Colt 45s, through their fans, raised $10,000, and we purchased the newest canine officer for the city of Redding's canine program. And when I was talking with Chief Barner back in the fall, that's when he told me this is the amount of money you're going to need to acquire the dog. I said, okay. And I said, but one caveat there, when we do this, because it wasn't a matter of if we were going to do it, I said, do we get to name him? And he goes, well, you know, Rick, that's really not policy. I mean, the officer that has to work with him and, you know, he's going to be part of a family and all this sort of stuff. And I said, well, he says, what were you thinking? I said, well, Colt. And he goes, well, you know what? That sounds like a really nice cop name.
Yeah, it's short.
Yeah, really easy. One single syllable. And so they allowed us to name him. So the newest canine officer, and he went onto the streets this past week, is Officer Colt. And he's beautiful. He's the only black and tan that they have on the force right now. The old school German Shepherd. He's 18 months. And Officer Lensink is his handler. He's part of his family already. When we were at the induction ceremonies, Officer Lensink's wife was there with her little baby. And she said that Colt's already bonded with the baby. And, it really was neat. And watching him, he's so sweet. But then, like I showed you that video, when it's job time, he's ready to go. And he's already over 95 pounds. He said they want to keep him right around 95, maybe 100. As he gets a little older, they'll let him put on a little more, you know, that sort of thing. I guess getting your man muscles is what we call it in baseball.
There you go. You got to bulk up a little bit. Keep him off the steroids.
But it was a fun thing.
Well, now, Are we allowed to talk about an event that may be happening?
Sure, sure. Colt's going to be presenting. He's going to be doing the opening night first pitch. And if you haven't ever seen one of the canine officers do the first pitch at the 45s, you need to come and see this.
So that's going to be opening night?
Opening night. And canine officer Colt, in his full regalia, will be presenting out and doing the first pitch for us.
There you go.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Okay. You got to come.
And it's veterans again.
Veterans night. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
Is that's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. You need to see it. Yeah. To believe it.
Okay. The, so we talked about home. We need home families,
right.
When we're going to start, how to get hold of Rick.
We have two camps.
Two camps.
Two camps. This is for 8 to 14-year-olds, boys, girls. One is the 23rd, 24th of June. They're Monday, Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be from 8 till 12. And then on the 28th and 29th of July, same thing, Monday, Tuesday, 8 to 12. You can go online and sign up on the camp right now if you'd like. You can pay with PayPal and get registered for it. And so if you've got an 8 to 14-year-old that you would like to enroll in our camp, they're going to be learning hitting, fielding, all the different aspects of it. The coaches will be our coaching staff as mm-hmm. well as players from the team. And so usually the last hour or so, 2 hours of the second day of the camp, we do a simulated game for them. And so now they're playing a game on the field. So these kids get to play on the Colt 45
Super.
Field.
Oh, that's great.
So, it's a real good event. It's usually well attended. So if you're thinking about it, get signed up because we usually top out about 100, 125 kids.
Yeah.
You know, so, get in early.
Okay.
All right. You're going to
reach in there and
draw a name for this. And we're going to be giving you a call. And again, today we're giving away $25 of Black Bear, Black Bear Diner Bucks, Platinum Car Wash from, Quick and Clean, and 4 tickets to Glowing Wild. To the lucky winner, let's see, who is that?
This would be Jeanette. You won.
Jeanette, I'll give you a call right now and come by and get those tickets so you can have them for this weekend.
Yeah, today or tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll have people here until, I don't know. Never plan on past noon here because everybody runs out and then they come back in. We got other people rolling in at 2.
Right.
You know, I mean, just all types of things.
Well, we're going to give you a bunch of tickets to give away, too.
And we're going to be giving away a lot of tickets to Colt 45 games.
Yep.
And then you can have a great night, and we'll give you family packs of 4.
That's what I was going to say. You call in, you win.
Yeah.
And you got 5 people in your family, you get 5 tickets.
And they're good for any game this season.
They're not date specific.
That's right. Well, Rick, thanks a lot for coming in and sharing time with us.
Well, thank you so much. You've always helped us so much in the past. You've been very generous with your time, the game, broadcast. We really appreciate it. That's what makes us be able to come back.
Well, that's part of that community thing.
Yeah.
And if you would like, if your business would like to sponsor a game, you give Sue a call at 530-605-4565 or 66 or 67. And we'll sign you up and you get a month's advertising, you get your name all over the field and, the game's brought to you by.
Yeah.
So
if you're
interested,
you get
announced
by our announcer.
And you get, there. And if you have a little banner, we put it up right behind ours.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can see it. We want to have Rick on again, and we'll talk a little Colt 45. I want to talk about Florida because everything that we're facing here in California with insurance, wait till you hear what's happening in Florida, because if anything, it might even be worse. It might even be worse because of hurricanes.
Different causes. Right. And
different results in some cases.
Yeah, the worst thing was when that big condo in Miami fell down.
And when that fell and it killed, I didn't realize
over 200 people.
I did not realize that it killed that many people. I had no idea.
I don't want to be quoted wrong, but the Beirut bombing, I'm not sure if it killed 200 of our men, did it? But it killed a lot of guys. But so here's a natural, it proved to be bad construction.
Yeah, and that's had an impact on but we'll bring Rick back and, cause we're all familiar with fires and all that stuff that's going on with that. But what hurricanes can do, and the insurance companies there, and the results of hurricanes is just it's something you really need to listen to. I was you're kind of fascinated in a weird way. It's going, oh my God.
It's terrible.
And just like here, they had whole communities wiped out by it.
Yep.
So, well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you all.
And
you
know, May 30th, we're getting ready to kick off the season. Colt's going to throw out the first ball in his own inimitable way.
Yes.
It's Veterans Day down there. We're going to have some veterans out there. And, talking about the starting the season off. It's going to be a great season.
Burgers, dogs, cold beer. What's better?
And tomorrow, Blake Fisher will be sitting in.
Blake Fisher's going to be sitting in for us tomorrow morning. And I think we're going to Reading Rodeo in here, and Gorman Law will be here.
Sounds
Blake
great.
Fisher. So, all right, buddy. Have a great day. It's going to be beautiful. It's a lot to do, a lot coming up, rodeo, baseball, and much more. So have a good weekend, and God bless
America.
Man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.